Good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 15th of October. And this week it's our mid-month look at global markets and economies. It's really all about a question of growth at the moment and where it's going to come from. That was very much highlighted by the IMF in its World Economic Outlook, which was released last week. The IMF, even the IMF is now beginning to argue that austerity is having a severe impact on growth and that policies should be adapted. Its global growth forecast for this year is now down to 3.3% and 3.6% for 2013, so continuing its steady fall there. Let's turn to the regions and look at the highlights. In the US, there was actually positive news on jobs and consumer sentiment from the US last week, but markets were generally in watchful and slightly depressed mood in anticipation of the onslaught of corporate earnings, which are due out for this week. Across in Europe, the week was really dominated by a whole series of Eurozone meetings, intergovernmental meetings, etc., 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 and reports from the IMF and the World Bank itself. Neither the outcomes of the meetings or the reports themselves did really anything to lift investor morale in Europe. And it was much the same across in Asia Pacific, where sentiment was dull in the region for very much the same reasons, and also not helped by the ongoing China-Japan dispute. Looking at some of the other indicators, bond markets actually little changed on the week. In fact, markets generally were in a sort of anticipatory mood last week. Oil was a bit volatile, although it didn't actually at the end of the day move much over the week, but downward pressures from the World Economic Organization report of slow growth and upward pressures from the Syria-Turkey border incident and its potential threat to supplies left it volatile over the week. Looking at the markets over the previous 2 weeks, generally they all fell back from the mild recovery we saw in September. As you might recall, September was looking quite positive. The shine has now gone off that, I think. And over the last fortnight, Japan was down 2%, the Far East down about 0.5%, Europe down 1%, UK unchanged, and US down about 1%. Oil also more or less unchanged, although, as I said, volatile, and is at around $92 for West Texas Intermediate. And gold remains at about $1,755. So what's the bottom line? Well, Europe still remains a big risk, as we all know, but we are also, I think, seeing increasing political will to deal with it. But it's going to take a long time to pull out of this one. The result, though, is that we can, I think, expect to see very loose monetary policy for some time to come, and that's made easier by the low inflation environment, in fact, verging on deflation. The issue of the US fiscal cliff remains to be resolved, and that could certainly impact on US growth if even part of it is seen to go through in January. On the upside, though, in the US, we do note the rebound in US employment and turnaround in the US housing market, both positives for the US. But there's no doubt global growth prospects remain dull for some time to come, and consequently corporate earnings prospects are looking less rosy, and so current values for equities may be beginning to look a little bit expensive. And overall, I think the key question is, where is the growth going to come from? And also that unknown quantity events. Looking a little bit further ahead, this week, look out for reports on US retail sales and housing and inflation. And of course, there's all the important earnings reports, which will have significant impacts on the market, I suspect. We also see this week a whole raft of data from China, both end-of-month data and end-of-quarter data releases, which will be read with interest. And also we see the Bank of England minutes released next week. Here at Planning for Life, it was a very busy week last week and another busy week coming up this week. But last week I did have the pleasure of talking to the Cheshire branch of the IFP on Thursday about life planning and a new model client, and I hope they enjoyed that. That's it for me. Please remember that Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Thank you very much indeed. Take care. Have a very good week and speak to you next week.